Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 now on a Thursday. The Kansas Secretary of State's office has issued written instructions to county elections officials telling them to immediately implement a federal court ruling that struck down the state's proof of citizenship voter registration law. The state's two-page directive was emailed Wednesday to local election officials. Wichita City staff recommending closing down LW Clapp Golf Course. Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KSN News the recommendations follows a recent analysis of all the public courses in the city.
Clapp, since 2012, has lost $600,000. Because of the magnitude, it's not something that we can do if we just do a little bit more in terms of marketing and advertising. We've tried that. It helped a little bit, but it can't turn the system around the way it is.
For now, this is just a recommendation from city staff. It hasn't been finalized. The park board is having a special meeting Friday to discuss the closure, but the final vote will have to come from the city council.
Marijuana will be legal nationwide in Canada starting October 17th, in a move that should take market share away from organized crime and protect the country's youth, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says. The Senate gave final passage to the bill to legalize cannabis Tuesday, legislation that will make Canada only the second country in the world to make pot legal across the country. Trudeau says provincial and territorial governments need the time to prepare for retail sales.
Apple continues to build content for its soon-to-debut streaming service.
Apple is going into business with Sesame Workshop, the company announcing it has given a multiple series order to the nonprofit organization, including live-action and animated series. The shows will be part of a slate of children's programming for Apple's upcoming streaming service. The long-running Sesame Street program is not part of the deal. Sesame Street is on HBO, with reruns airing on PBS stations. Last week, Apple announced a deal with Oprah to develop programming for the streaming service. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Fake allegations have real consequences. One college student found out the hard way.
She never named suspects, but claimed she was grabbed from behind and raped while her attacker held her face and throat. It allegedly happened as the Michigan woman walked to her car in a parking lot of Delta College. The only issue, her claims fell apart once investigators began questioning the 21-year-old. Mary Zolkowski now admits to making the whole story up. A judge sentencing her to 45 days in jail. She'll be on probation for 2 years following the term. She'll also have to be tested for drugs and alcohol and get substance abuse counseling. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Federal prosecutors say three Kansas men allegedly made counterfeit money to buy Jordan brand athletic shoes.
U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said in a news release that 21-year-old Douglas Blocker, 22-year-old Cornelius Wilson, and 22-year-old Trayvon McGarity, all of Wichita, were indicted Tuesday. They allegedly used a photocopy machine to make counterfeit money. Prosecutors allege Blocker paid one person at a shopping center $480 in fake bills for four pairs of Jordan shoes. The indictment alleges all three men paid a second person $520 in fake bills for three additional pairs of shoes. The three are charged with counterfeiting and passing counterfeit currency. Blocker is charged with another count of passing counterfeit currency. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Summer has officially arrived in Wichita, and temperatures actually go in reverse a bit today. In fact, they'll be running below normal for this time of year with strong northwest winds. Our high 85. It'll be clear, breezy, and 62 overnight, and then sunny and not as windy tomorrow with a high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We've got a west wind at 7 miles per hour. Well, we had rain and cooler temperatures across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high yesterday, 89. Normal high, 88. Rain recorded near Eisenhower Airport. I guess you could call it rain, Ted. 0.02 inch. Comes up to about the shoe tops of a gnat. 0.02 inch. And, as you heard, summer began at 5:07 Central Time this morning. Ted? We can officially begin wearing our Bermuda shorts to work,
yeah,
right?
The first 2.5 hours of summer have been fantastic.
Oh yeah. It's been like spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're celebrating just a little bit off on the old calendar there. On this date, June 21st, 1953, an extremely dangerous severe thunderstorm tore through the Wichita metro area. Winds were measured at exactly 100 miles per hour when the anemometer broke at the airport.
Gosh. That's pretty bad.
Measures wind speed. It got stuck right there at the needle at 100.
Wow.
The hail was at least golf ball size. Oh, around $9 million damage resulted. Ooh. That was on this day in 1953.
Early 50s.
Mm. Hey, you know what else happened on this date? This was in 1788. New Hampshire became the ninth and last necessary state to ratify the Constitution of the United States, thereby making the document the law of the land. And generating controversy and arguments
to this day. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's an interesting document because, you know, it spells out everything, well, almost everything, but as situations change, then you have to kind of readjust. What did they mean? What was it really supposed to be? And we don't get an amendment going very well. The Equal Rights Amendment that was, it's still out there, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's never been, I can't think in my lifetime, I think there was an amendment for succession or something like that on the president, something like that. But I don't remember too many amendments in my life being out there to the Constitution. But the amendment is the way we change it.
Well, there's only been a couple dozen since the nation started.
It takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of attention to change the Constitution in any way.
Well, that's part of the genius is they saw that change may be necessary and they gave everyone after them the ability to make those changes.
And they didn't want to make a change real quick.
Right. Right, because they wanted it to be a difficult process, but they wanted it to be possible.
And speaking of that, this goes back to the Founding Fathers back in 1776, which is the title of a musical show going on here in Wichita next week or the week after that. Ted Woodward in the middle of it. And to tell us about it, Ted, you're going to be on, let me see. I've got the dates, July 1, 2, 3.
July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Center for the Performing Arts at 9112 East Central. Ted's going to be playing John Adams.
I'm playing John Adams. Pretty key role among our founding fathers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, the musical tells about the process of writing the Declaration of Independence. How that all came about.
All right. Authorities say, now this is our story for today for you folks out there who wonder about adults and setting a good example for the kids.
Right.
Authorities say a high school coach in New Mexico was booked on suspicion of aggravated battery for striking another coach with a vehicle during a dispute.
Oh, wow.
State police say Mark Martinez, a coach at Robertson High School in Las Vegas, New Mexico, arrested Wednesday for the May 11th attack on the other coach whose identity has not been released. The victim coaches for a wrestling club that's allowed to use the school's facilities for practice. Police say the coaches had met up to fight after they got into a dispute over text messages.
Oh, boy.
Martinez accused the other coach of throwing a rock at his windshield. That's apparently why he tried to drive over him.
I'm certainly glad our City League coaches don't be engaged in behavior like this.
Have you? You know, you've covered a lot of.
I don't think you can see Weston Sharts.
Yeah, you've covered a lot of City League. You ever see anything like that?
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay, here it is. This is the big story today. Attendees of this past weekend's Car Free Day Festival in Vancouver, British Columbia, could choose from a standard fare, burgers, sandwiches, ice cream, and a $38 bottle of unfiltered hot dog water. The unusual beverage was billed as keto-compatible, gluten-free, rich in sodium, and shown to increase vitality and brain function. Of course, such a miraculous beverage commands a hefty price, $38 per bottle, or a Father's Day special, two bottles for $75. Signage on the vendor's white tent advertised the hot dog water as a creation of L&A Labs, but it was actually the brainchild of Douglas Evans, hot dog water CEO and an artist who tells Global News he created it as a stunt. Some people are taking it serious. He calls it a commentary on product marketing and especially sort of health quackery product marketing.
It's high in electrolytes.
Well, we saw
nitrates.
Saw a photo of it on the internet.
Yeah,
is it really a product? Is it really? I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but is it? It must be hot dog water.
It was just a nice looking, high expensive bottle of water, and there was indeed a hot dog floating in it
in the water.
Mm.
Okay,
so it's not just the water. There actually is
get a hot dog too.
Protein in there, so called. It's what compatible?
Keto.
Which means what? What is that?
K-E-T-O compatible. I'm not sure it's science, so I don't know anything about it. Jad's going to look it up and tell us what keto means here in just a moment.
I have no idea what that means.
It must be something healthy. It's gluten-free, rich in sodium.
Oh, well, sign me up.
That was at a ball game. We went to kids' ball games the other night.
Ketogenic diet?
Ketogenic?
Which is what?
I don't know. I think it's one of those low-carb things, maybe.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It would be low in carbs, I would guess. Kinda-ish. Yeah.
Huh. See, we should have a doctor on the show to tell us what keto means.
Yeah, I wish you'd have posed that question to Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay Gupta would have known. We had him on, if you understand.
I know.
Yeah, can you imagine asking Dr. Sanjay Gupta if hot dog water is good for you?
What is what kind of beverages are keto compatible, Dr. Gupta?
Keto compatible. Mm. Well, we'll do a little research. Maybe we can find out. Keto.
Yeah, you can do that. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, why? Why did you bring it up then?
Because I thought you used a term. I don't know what that means.
Intellectually curious. You know what news is about, don't you? Haven't you heard that great quote? Journalism is about telling people that Lord Chesterton is dead without knowing who Lord Chesterton is.
Yeah,
you know, that's exactly. Here it is, and you know, it's up to you out there, you listeners. See, we don't try to tell you how to think. You just got to make your own judgment. Somebody out there knows what keto is.
Huh? Okay.
Well. I suppose. Anyway, hot dog water, it is a joke. Don't spend $38.
Now, I don't know if it's a joke, since it was done by an artist. I think it's
more
of it's more of a artist / statement.
Yeah. It could be like the pet rock or the mood ring.
His version of sarcasm or irony.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Yep. All right. Hot dog water. 7:42, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Keto compatible.
Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Bill's going to talk about the new Air Force tankers that will be in Wichita soon. That's on the way. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.